Welcome back, Wisconsin. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour by Officer Daniel Hodges of the D.C. Metro Police Department, appearing in his personal capacity. Thank you. We just heard Officer Hodges recounting his personal experiences on January 6th. Daniel, I wanted to ask you a couple follow-up questions. First of all, thank you. I know that you've had to tell this story so many times. Do you still have effects, physical, mental, whatever they may be, from January 6th, sir?
I was very fortunate in a lot of ways. I don't think I have any physical, permanent physical injuries from that day, but it can sneak up on you emotionally sometimes. I was very emotional in court when I gave my victim impact statement yesterday. So, I mean, it definitely has an effect on you, because it's a very harrowing experience.
Thank you for coming on, you know, so closely after giving that victim impact statement. I really appreciate it. When you hear supporters of Donald Trump say things like they back the blue, what's your reaction?
No, they don't. I didn't see anyone backing the blue on January 6th. I saw them beating me and my colleagues, or at least my colleagues, with flags with a thin blue line on it. And they were completely ignoring our lawful orders and threatening to kill us. So it's not consistent with my experience.
Do you fear another January 6th event? Do you fear supporters of, like, if you have to come face to face with a group of angry protesting Donald Trump supporters, and I don't mean to call you afraid. Of course you're not. You're a freaking hero, Danny. But I think you get my point. Would this cause you to be deeply concerned given what has happened before? And frankly, our former president's failure to do anything for over 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a possibility. Nothing's preventing people from coming to D.C. and mobilizing in force like they did before. But at the same time, I don't think it's likely. I am grateful to our federal partners who are still making arrests to this day for people who attacked us and sacked the Capitol and, you know, tried to prevent the transfer of power. And I think those arrests have a great deterrent effect on people who fantasize about carrying out an attack like that again.
What do you refer to January 6th as? Was it an insurrection? Was it an attempted coup? Were they trying to sack the government? How do you describe it in brief?
I think insurrection is apt. I think it's accurate. I think terrorist attack also fits. When I gave my testimony to the January 6th committee in their first public hearing, I made a point to call it a terrorist attack. And when asked to elaborate on why I did so, I went through all the elements of the crime, so to speak, from the U.S. Code on domestic terrorism. And every single point that qualifies something as domestic terrorism was present on January 6th. So insurrection, terrorist attack, extremely depressing day in American history. You know, take your pick.
Yeah. Daniel, with the time that we've got left, what do you say to folks that are considering voting for Donald Trump as someone who was there on January 6th, as someone who continues to serve and protect as a police officer in one of our nation's largest cities?
Yeah, gosh, it's people who want to vote for Donald Trump. I don't understand, because he's made it clear that he has no respect for our democratic institutions. And if you want to continue to have a voice in how you are governed in your own government, if you want your children to have a voice in their own government when they grow up, then you need to keep people in office who have full intent on preserving our democratic republic institutions. And Donald Trump has proven that he does not respect that. He wants to be a dictator. He said so himself. He's explicitly said that he would suspend the Constitution. And, you know, that's, if you can't have someone who respects our democracy, then all other issues fall by the wayside, because there's nothing else that can be done if you lose your voice in government. That's it. So, I mean, you don't have to love Democrats. It doesn't make you a dyed-in-the-wool liberal to vote for Harris. And if you don't want to vote for Harris, then don't. But please, please do not vote for Donald Trump.
Folks, that's Daniel Hodges, D.C. Metro Police Officer. He was there on January 6th. He's testified before the J6 committee, and he provided a victim impact statement yesterday in the sentencing of one of the men who tried, for lack of a better phrase, to kill him on January 6th, a supporter of Donald Trump. You said, Daniel, that he was sentenced to 37 months in prison. Do you feel vindicated? What do you feel following his sentencing?
I'm not a vengeful person. You know, it would make it easier sometimes if I was. So I'm not, you know, jumping around and high-fiving people with this news of the sentencing. But I think that it's important that serious sentences are given out because yes, the crimes committed and what they represent are serious. And we need to make sure that everyone understands that if they try something like that again, that there will be consequences.
If you don't mind sharing very briefly, who are you voting for president?
I've already voted for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. That is Danny Hodges, D.C. Metro Police Officer. He was there on January 6th. Thank you for your heroism, your continuing heroism, and your commitment and honoring of your oath, Daniel. It's a real pleasure. When we come back, it's Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. I'll be joined by Michelle Evermore, a former Biden labor official. We'll talk about the new jobs number. All that coming up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. 'Cause I give up way, way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup.